In a world drowning in misinformation, learning to detect bullshit isn't just helpful, it's essential for survival. Bullshit differs fundamentally from lying. While liars know the truth and deliberately hide it, bullshitters simply don't care about truth at all. They communicate with little to no concern for evidence or established knowledge, often believing their own claims. This self-conviction makes them particularly persuasive and dangerous. The consequences? From financial scams to deadly health misinformation, bullshit costs us dearly. When Bernard Madoff's $65 billion Ponzi scheme collapsed, even psychology professors who studied gullibility lost their life savings. During Mao's Great Leap Forward, the scientifically unfounded war on sparrows, believed to eat grain, eliminated natural predators of crop-eating insects, contributing to a famine that killed 36 million people. What makes bullshit so powerful is that we're all susceptible to it. We naturally accept information as true before critically evaluating it, a cognitive shortcut that served our ancestors well, but leaves us vulnerable in an information-saturated world. Even more troubling, repeated exposure to false claims creates illusions of truth. We begin believing statements simply because we've heard them before, regardless of their accuracy. Why do intelligent people fall for obvious nonsense? Our psychological wiring explains this phenomenon. When wine experts were given white wine with red food dye, they described it using red wine terminology, never detecting the deception. Their brains were genuinely fooled by visual cues. Our gullibility stems from four interconnected factors: personality traits like agreeableness, context, we're more susceptible when tired or under social pressure, thinking patterns that confuse persuasion with evidence, and emotional states. People in good moods are significantly worse at detecting deception than those feeling slightly sad. Most troubling is our preference for comfortable bullshit over uncomfortable truth. Solomon Asch's conformity experiments demonstrated this clearly. When faced with a simple line-matching task, 76% of participants gave obviously wrong answers just to align with the group. Our need to belong often trumps our commitment to accuracy. Bullshit thrives under specific conditions. Petrocelli's research shows people bullshit most when they feel obligated to comment on unfamiliar topics and believe they won't be caught. Those with partial knowledge produce as much bullshit as those with none. The obligation to speak, not ignorance itself, drives bullshit production. Our 24-hour news cycle creates pressure to have opinions on everything. Even experts hesitate to admit ignorance for fear of losing credibility. Accountability reduces bullshitting only when evaluation from potential dissenters is expected, but has minimal effect in like-minded groups. The most prolific bullshitters aim to avoid embarrassment, make positive impressions, escape judgment, gain advantages, or evade punishment. When confronted with contradictory facts, they respond irrationally or claim access to exclusive information. Their tactics include ignoring contrary evidence, emphasizing anecdotes over data, using pseudo-profound language, exaggerating credentials, attacking critics personally, and leveraging relationships to build unwarranted trust. Bullshit artists leave linguistic fingerprints, excessive wordiness, abundant sensory terms, fewer self-oriented pronouns, and more other-oriented ones. Watch for phrases like, "my gut tells me," "trust me," and sweeping generalizations without evidence. When examining statistics, question, are the numbers plausible? Do they actually support the claim? How were they collected? What are the real probabilities? Bullshitters often misrepresent correlations as causation or cherry-pick data. Pseudo-profundity, sounding deep while saying nothing substantial, is another tactic. Deepak Chopra's tweet, "Attention and intention are the mechanics of manifestation," exemplifies this. Such statements fail the unclarifiable unclarity test. If reversed, they make no meaningful difference. Corporate jargon works similarly, using ambiguous terms like leverage and synergy that impress but communicate little. Beware of unwarranted credibility building. Barbara Arrowsmith Young positions herself as an authority on learning disabilities despite lacking scientific evidence for her $24,000 program. She emphasizes credentials and name-drops experts while avoiding mention that no controlled studies support her claims. To detect bullshit effectively, embrace skepticism following the Royal Society's motto, Nullius in Verba. Take nobody's word for it. When confronting potential bullshitters, use this structure: what, how, not why, and have you considered? This approach demands clarity and evidence rather than justifications. Establishing control data about someone's normal communication helps identify unusual signals that might indicate bullshitting. Four categories of questions help detect bullshit. First, clarify the claim by identifying what's being asserted, underlying assumptions, unfair comparisons, and whether extraordinary claims have proportionate evidence. Second, assess the communicator's credibility, expertise, willingness to engage critically, motivation, and rhetorical red flags, like vague attributions or defensive responses. Third, evaluate the claim by examining plausible explanations, evidence strength, potential problems, omitted information, and relevant thought experiments. Finally, examine yourself by questioning whether your conclusions follow the evidence, if you've sought additional information, how biases affect your judgment, and what accepting or rejecting the claim means for your other beliefs. Expert bullshit detectors use specialized knowledge gained through experience. Car expert Curtis Baker warns about bullshit by omission when dealers hide information about costly repairs. His approach includes researching model-specific problems in forums, developing multiple options, and calculating a vehicle's true cost beyond monthly payments. Master jeweler Tim Terry exposes the diamond industry's manufactured scarcity myth created by De Beers. Diamonds lose over 50% of their value after purchase. Lab-grown diamonds, chemically identical but 30% cheaper, reveal the industry's price inflation. Terry highlights tactics like strategic lighting and emotion-manipulating sales pitches. Real estate expert Christina Price decodes industry language. Beautiful and spacious sell properties, while cozy, small, custom, weird features, and TLC, needs work, signal problems. She recommends using a weighted spreadsheet to rank home features against personal priorities. These experts share systematic evaluation approaches, detailed record keeping, continuous learning, and emotional distance when making decisions. Their common wisdom? The best deals come when you're willing to walk away. A powerful defense against pressure tactics. The science of detecting bullshit won't transform society overnight, but it can change your individual life. By cultivating a critical mindset, you awaken your inner scientist. Rather than confronting bullshitters with evidence, model critical thinking yourself. Getting them to ask, "How do I know this to be true?" guides them toward evidence-based reasoning. Treat bullshit like lies, as false until proven otherwise. We judge liars more harshly than bullshitters, yet repeated exposure makes us misremember bullshit as truth. Make calling out bullshit contagious by changing social norms in your circles. By rejecting unfounded claims, you promote evidence-based communication. Cultivate intellectual humility by acknowledging your limited knowledge. When we're not expected to have opinions about everything, there's less pressure to bullshit ourselves and others. Our beliefs shape our identities and guide decisions. Fighting bullshit means abandoning comforting fantasies and accepting that wishing doesn't make things true. The reward is a life guided by evidence rather than illusion. In a world dominated by noise, the ability to detect signal, to separate truth from bullshit, may be the most valuable skill you can develop.